1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Hendry Show.
Vernon Dozier is a high school football coach. He's also a teacher. And, Mr. Dozier, I don't want you to tell me. I want to get the name of your school. St. Christopher's, right, in South Pasadena. Is that correct?
Yes, sir, that is correct.
And you're a football coach?
I am a high school football coach at St. Christopher's, Mr. Henry, as well as the band coach, or the band leader. So I teach music. I'm music appreciation. I teach music one, and am also responsible for our high school band.
And you were at a men's club meeting at your church the other day to talk about this Middle East situation?
To talk about the Middle East situation and much, much more. I mean, the world as we know it now, Phil, is so lost. The price of gas, Israel, and Palestine, and Afghanistan, the divorce rate. I'm a man not caught up in the insanity. Hopefully I'm not caught up in the insanity. Religion has gone down because of these priests molesting children. We live in a world that really looks like it's ready to explode, and I am particularly disappointed at President Bush, who sits on his hands and does nothing but talk about all the good times. And I don't work that way. I'm very proactive, and so what we discussed, or what I attempted to discuss at our men's club meeting, is a way to try to cool down the tensions that are in this world today, and because this world is in a very, very sick way.
Well, what were the things you talked about?
Well, I have been hearing for years, and I want you to keep an open mind, and I hope your audience does too, but I have been hearing for years about the possibilities existent as to forms of life on other worlds besides our own. Are they there? I don't know. Probably not. But I do believe it's worth a shot, and I think that President Bush is not doing a thing. The world is right on the edge of war right now.
And what is worth a shot? What, when you talk about worlds, other worlds?
Well, some contact, some statement made by world governments to whatever alien life there might be. Extraterrestrial life.
Well, there's no aliens that are going to save us. This is the kind of conversation one hears on art show, you know.
Well, are we changing anything? Are human beings changing anything? Are we getting any better? The world stands ready to come apart this very evening as we speak, and we need some help. And I'm simply saying it's time we looked at whatever this alien option is.
What do you consider the alien option to be?
I believe, and again, Mr. Henry, this is not my area of expertise, but I have heard people say that alien governments or civilizations are more advanced than ours, if that's the case, and if they even exist. Would it not then follow that they might have some answers to the problems that we have?
In other words, getting guidance from an alien civilization, a higher civilization?
In essence, yes. Now, we have heard the mythological and anecdotal stories about how a alien civilization might be so advanced it could tell us which way to go, or it could threaten us. And I think at this point the world could use a little threatening from an alien civilization.
You're talking about world leaders sending this message?
I haven't heard President Bush do one blessed thing about this Middle East situation. Not a thing. And there are people like yourself, Mr. Henry, who might listen or might not. Our men's club had a meeting last night, which I did speak of, and I said essentially what I'm saying here. I said we need help. We need to at least explore the idea of sending a message to alien life. And I heard this guy to my left laugh. And just as a side note, no one, Mr. Henry, in my life laughs at me without paying the price, and I pulled his hair. I grabbed a handful of hair, and I pulled, and let me tell you something.
What did you do to him?
I reached over, and I got a handful of hair and pulled his hair.
Because he laughed at you saying we need to contact alien civilization.
You know, it sounds crazy, and I understand it sounds crazy, but nobody laughs at me.
Why can't people...
No, it's not something to talk about. Just no one laughs at me. And if I want to get up in front of our men's club meeting and say that maybe President Bush ought to get off of his hands and do something, and maybe some statement to whatever alien life is out there is the way to go, and then this guy laughs at me, who hasn't said anything all night, I pulled his hair, and I will tell you, he won't laugh at me again. Now, I call all of the talk shows, and I hear all of the talk show callers, and here I am calling you, standing up in a men's club meeting and giving some solutions, and I don't hear anybody ever call up and give any good solutions to these problems. That's why I'm doing this. I listen to these talk shows, and I hear one idiot after another calling in. I hear all this crap.
All right, hold on for a minute, Vernon, because I do want to give our number out. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. You're a high school football coach. You also teach band. You also teach music appreciation. You sound like an intelligent man. You believe that President Bush needs to do something about the Middle East situation. I'm not saying that I disagree with you. You say that the world is on the very brink this evening. I don't know that I would go that far, but we are in a very bad way with our world right now. And you're saying the solution that you proffered at your men's club meeting last night is for President Bush to speak to alien civilizations or extraterrestrials?
I am saying to try it, that's all. I don't know. I'm not even saying that I believe in creatures from another world. I am simply saying, why hasn't he tried that? He hasn't tried anything. Why not try? If people say that there are beings from another world, and people say that those beings from another world are more advanced than we are, why are we not out sending that message?
Well, how do you send a message like that?
Well, the reading I've done seems to indicate that they have an interest in studying the physiognomy and physiology of human beings.
Which these aliens?
The aliens that apparently humans have had contact with, yes. Individuals who have claimed abduction report that some alien life has conducted some kind of physical examination. In some instances, they have probed the sinuses, the anus, the ear canal. If this is their interest, and I'm just asking your question now, would it then not be logically to follow that if we present ourselves for physical experimentation and probing, that they may make some contact?
We present ourselves for physical experimentation to aliens, and they might make contact.
And I know you think I'm crazy, but I'm saying our world is on the verge of world war tonight, and I'm saying we need some solutions, and Bush hasn't done a damn thing.
All right. If aliens probe us physically, isn't that dangerous?
So now you believe in them. One minute you don't.
No, I'm just saying, how do we present ourselves to the aliens to be physically experimented with?
Well, there's an old saying in the Bible, Mr. Henry. It's the book of Job. And it says, if you build it, they will come. Now, that's not unlike what I propose. We present ourselves disrobed and in an open rural space, either standing with our arms wide or on our hands and knees, presenting our anal canal for the probe or any other part of the body. I don't know.
I think it's crazy.
Well, it doesn't matter to me if the adults don't believe it, because the children will believe me, because we have been passing out our mission statement at middle schools and high schools. And you, Mr. Henry, you can be probed against your will while I will submit voluntarily.
You're at high schools and middle schools passing out a mission statement?
We are asking young people to volunteer because we knew that we'd meet resistance with the adults. I tell the children that the aliens can probe them, they can submit or be probed against their will. Of course, I will assist the aliens in what they want to do since I am the herald, but I would like to think that I don't have to force your children into an alien probe that they will submit freely.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. We are talking with Vernon Dozier, high school football coach at St. Christopher's in South Pasadena, California. Here is Tina. Tina, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Yes, my comment for Mr. Dozier is, first of all, I cannot believe that you're teaching children and you're allowing them to have the attitude of, oh, if your opinion's different than mine, it's okay to pull their hair. Also,
well, this guy laughed
Bush
at me. He laughed
sitting
at
on
me.
His hands doing nothing.
Right.
He's been in office and he's done an awesome job.
What's
also,
going, has
if
he,
there
has
is alien
he,
life out there, what makes you think that he has a direct link to to the aliens.
Well, first of all, I would say, Tina, that world leaders, whether it be President Bush or any other world leader, has a better opportunity of speaking to extraterrestrial alien civilization than we do.
And why I'm saying would you that, think that though?
Because if they're monitoring our communications, which some people say they do, I don't know. I don't even know if they exist, but I'm saying, why aren't we trying that option? That's what I'm saying. Why have we not tried the option of contacting alien civilization to help us with these problems?
If alien civilizations, as you put it, are so far advanced,
yes,
then they know what's going on already.
Well, I don't
they
know.
They are monitoring
but they
us
may
if,
not
they,
know,
if they exist.
But, all right, and that could be, but are they? Do they know that we're willing to listen to them? See, he is our leader, President Bush.
If they're as intelligent, they are listening to our conversation
right.
as we speak. So,
oh, but do they know
they
that we're willing
we
to
need help if they're out
wait
there?
Wait a second. Do
I'm
they know
sure
that
they'll help us.
Do they know that we are willing to take their help? You see what I'm saying?
Well,
now,
if they monitor radio waves with everything that
are you willing
just
to
said,
accept
then
their
I'm
help?
Sure that they are more than aware.
All right, you haven't answered the question. Are you willing to accept their help?
Well, that's not even
you know,
the question. You're passing out
exist,
you're
so.
Passing out mission statements to high schoolers and middle schoolers.
Because I meet resistance from adults such as yourself, Mr. Henry, and this lady. The high schoolers and the middle schoolers are very open to my statement. Now, President Bush is our leader. Everyone knows from the anecdotal information we have when an alien lands, what's the first thing they say? Mr. Henry, Tina, anybody want to?
I don't know. What do they say?
They say, take me to your leader. Are you laughing at me?
Yeah.
Okay, I told you I don't want... I made it very clear. I made it very clear
child.
That I don't want anyone
I really
laughing
couldn't.
At me. I made it very clear no one laughs at me.
Okay,
did I make
well,
that clear, Mr. Henry?
Well, the lady laughed.
I don't... She did it again.
That's because I think you're out in left field. I am so glad that I live in New York and my child does not live in California.
Wait a second.
I would take her out of school and
why?
Put her someplace else.
Because I am asking that we try to explore other options that we have not contacted alien civilization?
No, because you're making it clear, like you said in your men's group, this guy laughed at me so I pulled his hair. That's basically saying
no one laughs at me.
That if somebody else has an opinion about something, it's okay to pull their hair. That's no different than
no.
what's going on in
no,
the world.
No, I don't
right
mind
now.
The guy having another
yeah,
opinion.
I, mean,
I don't mind him having another opinion. I don't like him laughing at me. You see, I will
well,
be open
are
with you,
laugh
Tina.
At you. That's just a fact of life.
Well, let me
I
be
get
open
laughed
to you.
At all the time.
Let me
everybody
be
gets laughed at. That doesn't mean you pull their hair.
Well, it goes a little deeper with me. When I was first married to my first wife, and I don't know how much I'm allowed to say, Mr. Henry.
Go ahead.
Tina, are you there?
Yes.
I have a very small penis.
Oh, my God.
It's
fucking
bad. And she let... God damn...
I will watch your language, sir.
She's laughing at me again.
Well, okay.
You're divorced. I'm sorry you got divorced, but that really has nothing to do
but my wife
with
laughed
the topic
at me when
at
she
hand.
First saw it. That's all I'm saying.
Okay, can we not talk about your physical malady or...
It's not a physical malady. It works fine.
All right, fine, but let your wife laughed at you. I'm sorry. No one's laughing at you. We're just talking... Listen, Tina, I got to take a run. I got to take a break. I got to run. Thanks for calling. 1-800-449-8686. Nobody's laughing at you, all right?
I heard that woman sit in the car and go, oh, my God, he's talking about his penis.
Yeah, that's not laughing, that's shock. So far with you, Mr. Dozier, I've heard you say that President Bush is sitting on his hands, not doing a thing, because he won't even begin to explore the alien option in the Middle East crisis. Then you say that nobody is allowed to laugh at you because your first wife laughed at how small your penis was. And if we're going to be getting down to... And the other thing that you're saying here, sir, is that you realize most adults will think that you are a little crazy, but you are passing your mission statement out at middle schools and high schools to get young people to join you in attempting to make some contact with an alien culture that will help all of us earthlings square away our problems. All right, our number is 1-800, and that's probably the most dangerous part of what he's proposing here. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Mr. Vernon Dozier, he's a high school football coach, high school teacher. We'll be back on The Phil Hendry Show.
This is the Phil Hendry Show.
But we do have a van leaving.
Hold on for a minute. You have a van leaving with high school and middle schoolers to go out to rural areas to present yourselves to some alien civilization that can help our world.
As I said, Mr. Hendry, you are obviously someone who is not a believer, but what? Hold on for a minute.
What is that, sir?
That's my cell phone. Hold on.
Hello? Right. The van will pick you up.
Okay, if you're conducting business,
just for a minute. Van will pick you up outside the church.
Who is that?
I beg your pardon, sir.
Who is that?
Is that any of your business?
All right, it's none of my business.
If you got to know, it's one of the kids calling in. We have a van picking them up tonight.
So you're taking a van full of high school and middle schoolers out to wherever it is that you're going to go out to.
We're going out a little bit west of the city.
To look at and get the aliens on your side or something?
We are presenting ourselves, as I told you, sir. Yeah.
You know, I can't stand cell phones that ring like that.
We are having the children go out and present themselves to the alien. That's all I'm saying. Now, I tell them, a lot of these people, Mr. Hendry.
Oh, come on with the phone, okay?
What, Bobby? Yes, you'll get to meet E.T.
All right, that's what I'm talking about, okay?
Hold on. Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about, all right?
What's that?
You're telling the kids they're going to meet E.T.
I am simply saying that the children can come out west of the city, see it.
I'll cut it with the phone, all right?
All right. We're going to go see again. Mr. Henry, you don't have to believe what we're doing. But the kids believe, and they want to join me in welcoming alien presence into our lives. So they... I guess you want me to put this on, turn it off or something?
Yeah, I'd appreciate if you turn it off.
But I won't answer it.
Okay.
What's the matter?
The phone's driving me ape, okay?
I'm sorry, I'm not answering it.
Is there any way you can turn it off or put it somewhere?
No, it's got to... Hold on. Go ahead.
You got kids that are going to, you got kids that are going to go out into the wild with you.
Yeah, kids are going out in the wild. Oh, you're one of those people that don't like funny rings on cell phones.
No, I despise them with every fiber of my being.
I'm sorry, Mr. Henry, but I happen to like this. All right, stop.
You're taking middle schoolers and high schoolers out to meet E.T.
That's the only way I can get them to go with me.
Yeah, you're lying to them, and you're saying that they're going to meet E.T. In the meantime, you're going to have them naked with their butts up in the air. I guess that might be another kid, huh?
Yeah, hold on. Hello? You bet. Yeah, it'll be fun. No, don't wear any underwear. There's another call.
Will you get out of here with your calls?
Then we have the rallying cry here. There it is. I think you're really going to enjoy this, Phil. This is the... rally and cry.
Wrong CD. Don, hi, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead.
Hi.
Hi, Don, go ahead.
This guy is a joke. He's just playing an April Fool's Day joke on you. He's not serious.
Is that what you're doing, Mr. Dozier?
What?
Is this some kind of an April Fool's joke?
Well, you ought to know you're doing my voice.
I'm doing... So, in other words...
Don't ask me. Hold on, I got a call.
Get out of here with the freaking call. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
Hello.
Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
And the voice of Vernon Dozier was performed by me, and that so that lady thought he was a guy playing an April Fool's joke. Well, it was me playing an April Fool's joke on me. In fact, I guess every day is April Fool's Day at the Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. We just do the voices. I do the voices of different characters and people call in. I kind of like that. I from a very early age, I like messing with people. Just from a very early age, I like to screw with people's heads and see what, you know, what was up. Okay, now it's time to go through some of our news stories here on the Phil Hendry Show, starting with Playgirl magazine offering equal time to the men of Enron. You heard about Playboy asking the women of Enron to pose in bikinis. Well, the men of Enron are now posing in Playgirl in a decision to offer the men of Enron an equal opportunity at fame. Playgirl magazine announced a search for the sexiest men of the fallen energy giant, saying that they couldn't care less about the people that lost all that money and the lives and the careers that were ruined by the Enron scandal. Playgirl said, let's make light of the entire situation. Let's have the very people who were part of the company that destroyed so many people pose in their underwear. Isn't that funny? Said Michelle Zipp, editor-in-chief. Our magazine is dedicated to the equality of the sexes. If one can be stupid, so can the other. Enron? How do you spell that? Said Michelle Zipp, editor-in-chief. And then she said, yes, Playgirl magazine, a magazine basically read by homosexual men, but purporting to be a magazine for women, decided that they would have men from the Enron giant pose in their underwear, which means all of you guys from Enron, when you strip down to your underwear, other guys will be looking at you. Not chicks. Thank you, Michelle Zipp. In other news, a bunch of morons in Calgary decided to have a poker game in a bull ring and then get gored in the groin by a bull charging their table. Yes, that's right. Four guys sat in a poker table in a bull ring in Calgary, Canada, as part of the Calgary Stampede. Then, when the bull was let loose and it gored all of them in the groin, deballing and basically making them all into eunuchs, they all went, as they walked out of there with their knees knocking. Maryland is bigger, stronger, and better. Indiana is, well, a little blessed. Yes, the NC2A tournament has been known to reward both types of teams, and one, the season-long heavyweight ranked all but 2 weeks among the top five of the surging underdog, will emerge with a championship tonight in the Georgia Dome. Indiana, 25-11, is seeking its sixth championship. Maryland, 31-4, its first. But it's the Hoosiers who are trying to script a storybook finish, two seasons after the messy departure of iconic coach Bob Knight. Most basketball fans don't know what iconic means, and they couldn't even spell it. A Mexican herb that no one really understands and can send users on intense, brief, hallucinogenic trips is being sold over the internet, touting itself as a legal way to expand your consciousness. Nobody really knows much about this Mexican herb that is being sold on the internet, but some say it's grown weed-like. It can be grown, in fact, in many backyards, and then is dried out and rolled up in cigarette papers. When you smoke it, you get all hungry and music sounds really neat, and you think you're Bob Dylan. Okay. Oh, I'm sorry. I was talking about something else. I thought they meant pot. It's LSD. Starring Jodie Foster and Forrest Whitaker, moviegoers were on full alert for Panic Room, the thriller about a mother and daughter hiding from burglars in their home's fortress-like sanctuary. It took in $30.2 million to debut as the top weekend film, according to studio estimates, Sunday. Another new film, Dennis Quaid's The Rookie, had the strongest debut among opening in third place with a $15.8 million take. Quaid stars in the real-life story of Jim Morris, a science teacher in his mid-30s who finally achieved his life's goal of pitching in the major leagues. Yes, a man who is influencing the lives of young people as a science teacher, he threw all of that away so he could play big league ball. A real guy to admire. What a turd. The science fiction tale Clockstoppers, about a teen with a watch that can halt time, premiered in fifth place with $10.1 million. The movie was directed by Jonathan Frakes, who plays Will Riker in the Star Trek franchise. Excuse me, but I've been smoking weed. Danny DeVito's black comedy Death to Smoochie, starring Robin Williams as a deposed children's show host seeking vengeance against his replacement, Edward Norton, tanked with just $4.3 million. And why wouldn't it? It stars Robin Williams and is directed by Danny DeVito. Hello? Man threatens Bush with 3,000-pound bomb, officials say. In one of the all-time stupid acts, a man called up the Secret Service and said he was going to kill President Bush with a 3,000-pound bomb. They traced the call and arrested him. What an idiot. He had it in his backyard. All right, let's see. In other news, some of the...
What?
Oh, I'm sorry. Is that my phone?
Yeah, that's your phone. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. If you haven't heard, the new Best of the Phil Henry Show CD, 2001 CD, is now available. Best of the Year 2001 CD. This year's CD, entitled Bring It, can be purchased right on our website, philhenryshow.com, philhenryshow.com, or you can call 877-616-7445. All the money goes to my friend's place. It's a resource center for homeless and runaway kids. And when I say all the money, I mean that, except for the shipping and handling. There's a $20 charge for the CD, $350 for shipping and handling. And that $350 is for shipping and handling. No money goes into our pockets at all. It goes directly to our friends at my friend's place, a great place that's been doing business for like 12 years, saving kids on the streets of Hollywood, California. And it's a great gift for the Phil Henry fan in your life, so get our CD. 877-616-7445. Let's see. I wanted to read... Oh, yeah, this is a story. It's kind of near and dear to my heart. An upstate New York family suing a radio station over a fake Britney Spears appearance. Now, here... It's kind of a personal area of interest for me, because really what we do on our show every day is a version of fakery or tomfoolery. I don't know. I don't even want to put a label on it. But so many people are so desperate to slap a label on what we do on the show. How about that? I like to call it satire. I like to call it interactive improv radio theater. Some people just want to say it's one big con job. All right. But at least we're not putting people in jeopardy, physical jeopardy, which is what a radio station in upstate New York did. Apparently, the family of a woman by the name of Susan Santodonato is suing this station for $1.2 billion and its parent company. This woman died in June of 2000, a day after she fell in the radio station's parking lot. She'd taken her 11-year-old daughter to catch a glimpse of Britney Spears at the radio station after a radio personality advertised an appearance by the pop singer. The station only aired a pre-recorded interview and had a look-alike come out to the station and drive into a, or come out of the station and dive into a limo. The suit claims Santodonato was pushed or fell in the chaos. An autopsy concluded a blow to the head caused an abnormal heartbeat that led to her death. Prosecutors reviewed the case but decided against filing criminal charges. The station's parent company has not commented on the suit. You know, I realize when you got to put 3 hours of radio together a day, if you got to put 3 hours of material together a day, you're going to go out on a limb. You're going to try a couple of things that might not be too bright. But everybody knows that there's a law against endangering the public safety on the radio. I can't say, for instance, the following. There's incoming missiles from Russia about to hit Washington. If I said that and I repeated it and I said it as if it was true, there's a possibility I could cause a panic. That's against the law. Now, if you say that Britney Spears is going to be at your radio station, causing, let's say, police to have to do crowd control, maybe, I don't know, maybe that's, I don't know whether that's against the law or not, but it certainly does involve the possibility of gathering a large group of people together. And with a large group of people, trust me, you begin to get a little, perhaps sometimes, unexpected behavior from these people. Uncontrollable behavior sometimes, especially when you say, and we got Britney Spears inside the radio station. Now you're really asking for trouble. But you know what? It's a little radio station upstate New York. I realized the guy was just trying to cause a little bit of a stir, trying to get his name in the paper, trying to get a little promotion going. In fact, it's funny. We're going to have Britney Spears at our radio station here in about 5 minutes. So if you'd all just like to join me and welcome Britney here to WRN, it'll be great. 1-800-449-8686. I said we had June Lockhart here one day. It could cause a mob scene. There are ways of doing these things. There are ways of doing these things without creating a huge, horrific mob. Go on here, say you got Britney Spears, you're going to get 85 million people. Come on. I said we had Rick Dees here one day. I had one guy downstairs with a ski cap pulled over what was looked like a bullet wound to his skull asking for his autograph. Why? Because I controlled the situation. I controlled the situation, and I made sure that we didn't get a mob out here for old Rick. Okay, Rusty, hi, you're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hey, Phil.
Hi. Cool.
And I just let you know, about a month ago, you were talking about call in if you've ever almost crashed listening to your show.
Yeah, I did. That was 1 month ago, and just now you're getting around to calling me.
Hey, it's hard to get through to you.
No problem.
Hey, no, but what we do is we drive Snowcat at the ski resort.
Yeah.
And
Snowcats, do you take these out to rescue skiers or just to deliver drinks? Or what do you do?
Usually we just carry the drinks and keep them for ourselves.
Cool.
Yeah. No, we don't rescue any skiers, but I've almost crashed into more than one tree with your show.
On a snowcat, huh?
Yeah. You ski, don't you?
No, I don't. I just don't, and I wish I had a better excuse for why I don't, but I think one of the reasons I was raised by, my parents came from the snow and didn't like the snow, and we spent most of our time at the beach when I was growing up, you know. But I would love to try snowboarding because I did surf and I used to skateboard, and that looks like something I could deal with.
That's what we have the majority of, snowboarders. But I was letting you know that we groom the slopes at night, and we listen to your show. The majority of the crew does, yeah.
That's very cool. Now, you guys just got Walkmans on, so you're riding around listening to the show while you're grooming the slopes,
Oh,
huh?
No. These are $100,000 machines where you drive around with the CD players, with the Blaupunks and the Recaro seats, and we cruise.
God, that is nice, man.
Yeah.
So what's the name of the resort you're at?
We're at Snowbird.
Snowbird.
Yeah.
Now, you welcome snowboarders there.
Oh, yeah.
And I realize that there's some resorts where they don't want to know snowboard. I mean, they'd rather have lepers arrive at their place, right?
Oh, yeah. That's right up the road from us. It's Alta.
Alta.
They won't let us snowboarders at the resort. They're less than a half a mile.
Is that right? Now, do you know anything about Park City? Is that Park City's Colorado? Is that right?
No, Park City's on the other side of the mountain.
Yeah, that's Utah. Doesn't Park City have a? Doesn't Park City not let anybody around?
They came around.
Snowboarders?
They let them.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, they let them. That's where the Olympic halfpipe was at.
Okay.
Olympic, yeah.
What's the place I'm thinking of? That
Rusty.
I don't know.
That? What's that on the radio? Is the guy saying,
"All right, we need grooming on Slope B."
Those are some of my guys that work for me.
I'll tell you who that is. That's Jay Santos from the Citizens Auxiliary Police, isn't it?
Yeah, he'd try and pull my hair and bend my fingers back.
That's right, man.
Yeah.
All right, listen. Thanks very much, Rusty.
No problem. Have a good evening.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
What a cool job. Grooming the slopes. Freezing his... He ain't freezing. He's probably loaded. He's probably got a nice little thermos full of something hot. Got his, you know, parka on, whatever, his hat. Knock off for the night. Go down to the lodge. Sit around the fire. Drink hot buttered rums, whatever the hell those guys do. God, it's still, and this is the month of April now, isn't it? And sure, the snow falls. Whatever, I don't know anything about skiing. I tried to ski a couple times. Guy says, snowplow, everybody. Just put your skis together and snowplow. I don't know how to snowplow. What do you mean snowplow? Bend the skis down. Come on, you know. And then I went up on the bunny slope. I'm like 28 or 29, and they got me on the little tiny bunny slope. That's fine. And I go up on the lift, and I fall on my ass, and I'm sliding down the hill, and there's little girls, like six, going by me, like they're Jean-Claude Keeley, just little kids going by me, and I'm on my ass, and if there's one thing that is almost a complete impossibility, it's trying to get up on skis once you've fallen down if you're a beginner. If you're a beginner, you fall down, it takes you hours, it seems like hours, to get up on the ski, pull yourself up, you fall on your ass. I went down the slope. I went into some kind of a drift down near the base of a tree, and so I was in about 3 feet of powder, just with the skis sticking up, and there I am trying to dig my ass out of this hole. And every now and again, some skier, someone with that sort of that glistening ski tan with the very rakishly... the rakishly placed ski cap on the head, they'd ski up. Hi, how you doing? Yeah, great. Okay. And off he went. Some guy that looked great, had the right kind of clothes. There I am in my jeans, soaking wet, freezing my ass off. I think I had a ski cap, and I can't get up on these skis. And then you go down the slope there, and there's a chain link fence right at the end of the slope. So in other words, if you can't snowplow, they'll snowplow for you. Right into that slope, right into that fence. And I'm snowplowing, and I'm snowplowing, and finally, well, there's only one way to do this. I fall on my ass and just slide right into the fence. I look like when I was trying to get on that trampoline in Fiji, when I was trying to haul my big fat ass. No, actually, no, because this is back in the day when I actually had a good body. I was 28 years old. I was not coordinated on skis. And that was it for me. That was the one and only time I tried it. Meanwhile, my friends are over there on the big slope. Okay, Phil, are you knocking off? Yeah, man, I'm knocking off. I'm splitting, okay? All right, we're going to go up here to the big slope. Yeah, you go right ahead and do that. What are you going to do? I'm going to go over there where they serve the Jack Daniels. You go up there and have your big time, okay? Okay, man, we'll see you down there. Yeah, good. These guys are just zipping down the slope. I can't do that. Now, snowboarding is something I could do because I used to be able to control a surfboard a little bit. I knew how to work a skateboard when I was a kid. Have we taken our break yet? Yeah, okay. And so snowboarding looks like something that I might be able to master. Now, I understand that most people who snowboard fracture their skull first time out, but what the hell? That's already happened to me. And I got no fear of that. I got no fear of getting hurt. I got a fear of looking like a dumbass out there. I got a fear like never being able to do the thing that it was that I wanted to do in the first place, which is to ski or to snowboard or to do anything like that. Now, I heard tell they enjoy our show there in Salt Lake City. And maybe they'd like to do a little promotional thing, like we'll broadcast live from the lodge, from the ski lodge. Maybe something like that. I don't know. I can dream. 1-800-449-8686. Anything but sitting here looking at Israel and Palestine and Arafat and Sharon and Dumbass and Dumbass 2 and the whole litany and lineup of those marvelous people. I'm getting out of here. I'm going home. I'm watching whatever little basketball is left, or I'm going to watch the basketball highlights. So I'll go to ESPN Classic and look at a NC2A championship game from 1978. Anything but that. 1-800-449-8686. We're not going home just yet. We'll be right back. Phil Hendry Show.